Trespassers, written by Claire McFall and read by Chloe Perry. Dylan floated in a warm haze. Eyes closed, she lay flat on her back, thick cushioning underneath her, and soft covers tucked up almost to her chin. She was comfortable, she was cozy, and she wanted to stay that way. Unfortunately, there were several voices nearby intruding on her peace, and one of them, at least, wasn't going to be ignored for long. "Who exactly are you, young man?" Joan's words were frosted with ice. Dylan knew that tone, knew it intimately. She'd been on the receiving end of it more times than she could count. What she'd never noticed before, though, was the undertone of anxiety and fear that sharpened its edge. "I'm with Dylan." At the second voice, Dylan's eyes snapped open. She couldn't help it. She'd crossed the wasteland for that rich timber, faced beings more deadly and terrifying than anything she could have imagined in the world of the living. There was nothing she wouldn't do. Although there was one thing she couldn't do. With her neck trapped by an unyielding plastic collar, she wasn't able to twist and see Tristan, check with her own eyes that he was really there. She tried, though, letting the hard material dig into her collarbone and rolling her eyes so far upwards that her temples throbbed. But he remained frustratingly just out of sight.
"Are you indeed?"
A pause heavy with suspicion that made Dylan wince.
"It's funny how I've never heard of you. Doctor, why have you allowed this young man access to my daughter?"
Rising volume, rising anger.
"She's lying unconscious. He could have done anything."
Dylan had heard enough. Mortified, she tried to yell, but all that came out was a croaky,
"Mum!"
Unable to see anything except an ugly white strip light above her head and the circular curtain rail that typically surrounded a hospital bed, she had to wait a couple of seconds for Joan's face to rush into her field of vision.
"Dylan? Are you all right?"
Joan looked like she'd aged 100 years. Her eyes were bloodshot and the bags beneath them were streaked with mascara. The tight bun she always kept her hair in was bedraggled, wisps hanging limply round her face. She was wearing her nurse's uniform under a baggy cardigan, and it struck Dylan suddenly that she'd been wearing that when they'd said goodbye. No, when they'd fought instead of saying goodbye. Just that morning. And yet it had been days ago for Dylan. Days of struggling through the wasteland. Without warning, Dylan's eyes filled with tears that spilled hot and fast across her cheeks, disappearing into her hair.
"Mum,"
she repeated. Her face scrunched up against the stinging of her eyes, her nose and her throat.
"It's all right, sweetheart. I'm here."